League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
What do we have in here? A little leprechaun.
It's me.
I don't know why I said it like that.
That's okay.
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
I wanted to sing it. Well, I did sing it. We didn't obviously put that on there, but when it like broke, I wanted to be like, and then I just didn't.
The voice of an angel, people.
Literally. No, I wish I could sing. Y'all have heard me say it a million times. I really do, but I can't, so I don't. Well, I do, but I shouldn't. Whatever.
Okay. Well, speaking of your Lord and Savior, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do tell.
Have you seen the photographs of Eric, her husband, on the beach, like holding hands with the family photographer?
What? No. Hold on.
Yes.
Rewind.
So some people are speculating that they're not actually holding hands on the beach. Okay. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, this is old news, people. But like last week, I was talking about my dead dog and Britney Spears. So I get we're a little behind the times. I know, dark humor. I can't help it.
It's fine, girl.
But this is what we're talking about.
Where do I see the pictures?
Look up Eric. What's it? I keep wanting to say Eric Church.
That is not Eric.
Wrong Eric. What is Johnson. His last name? Yes, Eric Johnson.
Johnson.
Affair. And just write Eric Johnson affair and see what happens.
I'm not buying this. They have the most precious story ever. Okay, hold on.
So, I mean, I would hope not.
No.
But you know what? I never put shit past anybody. You see it?
With Kristen, the family photographer?
Yes. So some people are saying that no, they're not actually holding hands.
It's, oh no, they hold
it's
on.
The angle. To me,
oh, they're not. Like they have, it's the angle. Their fingers are not intertwined, and that's what you're about to say. Mm-mm.
It. I'm just saying I have seen a photo where it looks like they're like holding pinkies. That photo, it does not. That photo, mm-mm. They are back to back. No interlocking fingers.
No. It, at first glance, it did. Okay, but first and foremost, why do they have a hot family photographer? Like, first and foremost.
I don't want to say it. Because it's probably not the nicest. Mm-hmm. So I'm going
to. Are you about to put my girl down?
Jessica? Yeah. No, I would never. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think she has anything to worry about.
I don't think she does either.
She's perfect in every way, shape, or form.
Literally, I love Jessica. A huge fan.
I'm surprised that didn't come across your inbox.
It did not, but I wasn't on a ton. We were at the beach, in case you missed it. Also, just if y'all. I got a couple messages from people like, I want your life. You never work. I take so much offense to that. I screenshotted one of them and I was going to send it to you the other day, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. What people don't see like on Instagram is the freaking 10 and 11 hour days that I have to do on the days that I do work to be able to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it's that is a offensive. Perfect example. I mean, listen, I would love, you work 4 days and you're off three.
Right.
That's, you're very lucky to be able to have that.
Hashtag blessed.
You worked your ass off to get your business to a point where you could do that.
Right.
But that is a very lucky
thing. It's a luxury.
Yes, that's a luxury. Okay. That's the right word I'm looking for. But yeah, I mean, for people that don't know you and are just watching you on Instagram.
Yeah, they're like,
it looks like you're never home.
Right.
It looks like you're always on vacation in the summer. Mm-hmm. In your defense also, though, like last summer, you never went away. Obviously. Ever. Hashtag COVID.
Right.
So you're making up for last summer.
Making up for it. We do the same beach weeks every year, but yeah.
They're close together. You've got the fishing tournament and then you have 4th of July.
I mean, last year we weren't really like posting what you were doing because you got judged. So like now you best believe I'm posting all about what I'm doing.
So you were doing stuff, just not posting it.
Yeah. Sorry guys.
I think everybody did stuff that they didn't post about.
100%. And if you didn't, I'm sure you regret that because you probably do. But I just find it very offensive. And I know people don't mean it like that, but dang. I was like, okay, but like what you don't see, I'm going to do when I go to work tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. I don't know when we're going to put this out, but I'm going to work tomorrow like an idiot. I made myself work the next day.
I forgot today is Friday.
I know, me too. I thought today was Saturday. Me too.
I thought it was Sunday. I mean, because that's when we record.
Okay. Well, I thought it was Sunday and I kept thinking, oh God, I have to take my car in tomorrow for service. But no, that's on Monday. But tomorrow I'm working from 10 to 6 and it's a Saturday and I don't really want to do that, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to tag myself in my business so y'all can see. I'm going to do a timestamp. I'm going to do a timestamp without a filter.
I'll be there.
I'm going to do a timestamp with a filter.
Oh,
just because I can.
You go, girl.
I'm a rebel without a cause. I'm a rebel at work.
I'll do one in solidarity. I'll be at work at 8:30.
Don't let us fool you. We're working.
We work on Saturdays.
We're working our little tootie pops off.
That's right. I do think it's like kind of funny that somebody messaged you that though.
Two people did that. And one of the girls has done it multiple times. I know. A lot of people have been saying, guys, that I don't like ever work.
I just wanted to like clear the
air. So is two people in the blogging world a lot of people? Yeah. And blogging language. Yeah. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's really funny. Well, I mean, it looked like you had
a great time.
I wasn't invited.
Okay, fine. But listen,
I had to send Fisher a video, which she didn't even play for him.
I'm so sorry. I posted it, Lord. God. I showed it to him today and he kept wanting to watch it again. And then he went and got his guitar so he could sing to it.
No,
and
that was the freaking cutest thing in the whole world. I love him.
That child is guitar obsessed. I can't. But while we were there, this is on our list, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it now. But Papa Pippi was there. So we've had her on our show.
On Patreon.
Yes, on Patreon. But I was trying to think when that was. Maybe 2 months ago? Everything is 2 months ago to me. Literally. Anytime I'm talking about something, I'm like, was that 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
2 months sounds about right.
It's like when people say, how many beers have you had? And you're like, a couple. Okay, you didn't have a couple. You had a couple packs. Like, not a couple beers.
Like seven.
Yeah, whatever. Tomato, tomato. But anyway, so I've never met her in person, but she's one of those people that when I like met her quotes on Instagram, I guess like a year and a half ago, I like instantly connected with her. I don't know what it is. We just have such a similar background and like who we are. Just there's so many similarities. And I finally got to meet her in person at the beach.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, we went to the Cape. And so we were like, okay, let's meet up. So I went and walking and looking for her, couldn't find her, came back, went walking and looking for her again. We finally met up and I could have talked to her for 4 days straight. I texted Spencer. I was like, she's exactly what I thought.
She's one of those people too, you know, following her, yes, but also when you actually get a chance to talk to her, she just has like a very like centering, calming vibe personality. I don't know how to describe it.
No, she's that's one of exactly those people, right.
Yeah, where you talk to her and you're like, oh yeah, we've been friends forever.
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. I mean, I didn't feel like I was just meeting her because I had already known so much. It almost sounds creepy in a way. Like you have a relationship with someone long distance, if you will. We met online, but you build a relationship and you talk about stuff. Like we've talked about personal stuff, but then meeting her, it didn't feel like I just met her. Do you know what I'm saying? It was like, no, I totally do.
And listen, like we feel that way with other podcasters that we meet and the Bibs talk about, I mean, how many friendships with Bibs do you see? They're not all just friends because they were friends before they started Bibbing.
You're exactly right.
They're friends through the business.
Yep.
Many of these girls consider themselves very close friends for years before they actually ever meet face to face. It's just a weird thing. I know. You know?
You're so smart.
Oh God, somebody should tell
me that. You're smarter than you look most days.
I look really fucking stupid.
No, you don't.
But I'm actually not all that stupid.
You're very smart.
I'm like a little bit smart.
No, you're smart.
Look really dumb.
No.
Unless you're staring at my tits. And then I look really smart.
No, but she, like I said, she's great. So y'all need to follow her. She's just follow her for a good time. And yes, her back porch. God, I have major envy over that back porch.
I'm jealous of the whole thing. I'm jealous of the fact that she lives on a farm, even though I don't have the slightest idea what a crop looks like.
You eat corn. You ain't never seen a green bean.
I only recognize, no, she grows, what'd she say she grows? Soy.
Wheat.
She grows wheat?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she grew soy, peanuts, and I asked how peanuts grow on a tree.
Oh, God.
Very smart. In case you missed that.
I'm just going to put this out there, but you're probably not from the South. Spencer?
What was your first clue? The fact that I thought peanuts grew on a fucking tree?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. anyways, no, but I'm just like jealous of the whole thing. I'm jealous of her like cute ass cat with no tail. I love Oliver.
He's so cute.
Speaking of kindred cats. Actually, yeah. Speaking of cats and kindred friendships, MB, living with MB, she had her mom over today. And that did you see? Hilarious.
Yes, I did.
So they got all decked out in wigs. They had mimosas and they played.
Were dressed up. Oh my God. Yeah. The 80s is my favorite.
See, I like when they do like 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So MB, when she wears the short 80s wig and that windbreaker, I swear to God, that is Marcy Darcy from Bundy. What is that freaking?
Married with Children.
Married with Children. That's who she reminds me of. Marcy, the neighbor with that short wig.
Why don't I remember Marcy Darcy? Show me a picture.
Oh my gosh. You're going to die when I show you this. And then when she has the big old like Tina Turner wig on, which is awesome too. I love the 80s. I'm like, that's like MB's vibe, you know, the 80s.
Oh yeah. She's an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but so she had her mom over. They got dressed up. They did wigs. If you don't know, her thing is wigs. She says in her bio that she's got wigs and melasma, and I love her for it.
Yes.
Well, they played Bean Boozled, and if you've never watched MB's highlight where she does 100% Marcy Darcy.
Yes, that is MB.
Yeah, I see it. I don't remember Marcy Darcy. But yes, I see it. Anyways, go back if you have not watched it. And even if you have, because it's literally one of the funniest things that I've ever watched on Instagram. Her and her boyfriend Luke play Bean Boozled. And if you don't know what that is, get a freaking clue. Google it.
And it is disgusting.
I can't wait.
It's so great.
No, we need to play.
Well, we played the hot one.
We played the hot one, but I want to play the other one.
Oh my God.
I think it would be so funny.
It would be funny, but I honest to God.
I mean, I'll gag for sure. I might throw up.
Probably
I was gagging at the hot ones. So
the hot ones were not bad. I threw up over a bacon dum-dum once. Literally.
There's a bacon dum-dum.
And when I tell y'all, it was so foul. It was in my teeth and I couldn't get it out of my teeth. I threw up. Ask Mike. It was at the beach. It was disgusting. We made up our own game with it. There was the bacon one, a mystery one, and something else that was disgusting. And yeah, it was stuck in my teeth and I couldn't get it. It was like a smoked, rotten bacon flavor. Oh God, it was horrible. And I threw up. I sure did. Purge that dum-dum right on up.
Wait, so you had to actually, you weren't just licking the dum-dum. You had to actually eat it.
You had to eat it. So however you want to do that. I mean, if you wanted to sit there and suck on it for an hour, sure.
Ew.
But I didn't want to do that. I was like, I just want to eat it really quick and get rid of it. And so I just like, and then.
Nope. Yeah. That sounds nasty.
So gross. Well, we'll do it again. We did a live. Did we do a live the last time we did it? Or did we record it on stories and do it?
I think it was on. No, it was definitely on stories because it saved. When we did the hot one, it saved to a highlight on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. We'll have to do a live next time.
Yeah. For the other ones. Anyways, they are a hoot and a half. They have such a great relationship. I love like watching them together.
Yeah, they're fun.
But I haven't watched the video of them playing Bean Boozled yet. I was saving that for tonight for a good laugh.
Yeah, no, it's great. And her mom is so fun. Deej is so great. Sweet. Like, they are so funny. I just love MB and Deej's relationship. It's just so precious. I love that. And being close with your mom. I hope Fisher's like that with me. Let's be honest, he won't be. He's gonna be like, Mom, stop.
No,
I'm gonna have the karaoke mic in the car when I drop him off.
Oh, he's gonna be royally embarrassed by you for 100%. A long time. But I think once, like, you're not like a helicopter mom, mm-mm. So I think once he gets older, he'll appreciate that he's got like a cool mom.
I think I'm going to get like a beater car and make it like backfire when I drop him off at school and peel out, like, just do crazy stuff.
I'm gonna go to school with you. We'll have our carpool karaoke mics.
See you, babe. Forgot your goldfish.
He will hate you a little bit because his friends are going to be like, no, Fisher, your mom's hot.
Look, not looking like this.
No. Boys don't care. They'll get a hard on for anything.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of moms, LaBev is starting. We're a little backlogged here, so I'm not remembering when I actually put this on the list, but within the last week, or 2 weeks, she started her third round of IVF.
Oh, okay.
Which, God, you know, she is not my favorite.
No,
but
me either.
Somebody that wants to be a parent that badly to go through, I've never gone through this process.
Right.
I've only heard about it and it sounds like a nightmare. Yeah. So I really hope and pray that they can get somewhere with this round.
Same. Like, she's obviously, we've talked about her on the show a million times.
Of course.
Definitely not my favorite. But it's like anything. I mean, anyone that wants a kid should be able to have a kid that bad and willing to do all of that. And it's so expensive and it's so much effort. Lacey, Glitter Gospel.
Oh,
she's
God.
Going through it too. Did you see her stories the other day where she was going in for treatment and something happened and her period was off and like just that kind of stuff? I literally cannot imagine having to go through that roller coaster to try to get pregnant or to try to find the window or to try to figure out testing, just all of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think about it too. Like, I mean, I've mentioned it before. I have PCOS, and as if anybody knows anything about PCOS, there is lots of fertility issues with that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think about all those years that I like tried so desperately not to get pregnant. And I was like panicking that I would get pregnant. And I'm like, damn, was that my only window?
I know. Well, I saw a meme one time. It was like, we spent our whole, not childhood, that would be weird. We spent our whole, like, I forget what the word was. It was youth? Not childhood, maybe youth. I don't know. I wasn't.
Young adulthood.
Yeah, whatever.
Teenage years.
But it was like, we spent all that time trying not to get pregnant. And then all of a sudden one day you're just like, okay. And it doesn't
happen. Yeah. And you're like, well, fuck.
Good thing we tried so hard not to.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm sure that she will appreciate any kind messages, willing it into the universe. Mm. So, good luck to them. I hope that they get what they're looking for out of this third round.
Yeah. Third time's a charm, maybe.
Third time's a charm. In other like baby news, the rambling redhead, Jen Todrick, and her husband bought a brewery.
I saw that. That's so cool.
Really cool. Yeah. And like, so they have a coffee shop and a coffee brand. Mm-hmm. They've partnered with Verb Bars before, which was a great collab. Mm-hmm. And I guess she was saying that her husband kind of felt like there was a piece of the business missing and that the most natural evolution would to be a brewery.
Yeah.
So they're opening, I guess.
Beer
fixes everything. Well, not for me. Beer gives me hives, but other alcohol in general fixes
things. There's literally a song that says, there ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
Is there? Mm-hmm. I've never heard it.
Well, we'll have to put it with our banner when we post our episode.
Okay. I mean, I'm just like,
I didn't do it justice.
Great,
obviously.
At self-medicating in general. So liquor, little gummies, whatever. It's fine. what was I saying? They're going to open another coffee shop inside the brewery or like attached to the brewery. I think that's a hard word.
Wait, do they not live near the coffee shop now? Why would they open another one and do it?
Because they were wanting to do a second location.
Oh,
a second.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of like, it's an expansion of the coffee business.
Got it. That's cool.
So I guess the brewery.
Hey, it ain't nothing like just growing some more.
Brewery.
There you go. Brewery.
Sounds like I'm missing a syllable.
But you also say jewelry, and I say jewelry.
Jewelry.
Yeah. Jewelry.
Because it's spelled jewelry.
But it's said jewelry. Every time you say jewelry, I'm like, what is she talking about?
No way. It's pronounced jewelry.
It's pronounced jewelry. Saying it now sounds so stupid. I realize this.
Right.
We'll have to put a poll up, obviously.
Jewelry.
So you say jewelry. Like, let me go get my jewelry. I got to get my rings, my jewelry, my wedding band, whatever.
Like J-U-L-R-Y, jewelry.
I guess, yeah. Now that we're saying it out loud, it makes me feel like a real dumbass, but we're going to poll our people.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Or jewelry.
It's jewelry.
Jewelry. Jewel. Do you say jewel? Like the singer Jewel?
Jewel. Oh.
What just happened? Oh, I couldn't even think of a song. She
wait, okay.
And you will say.
I can't. The face you're making right now. I cannot.
I will say. Ew. Oh god.
I can't.
Ew. Jewel. Hi, this is Jewel. Hi, this is Jewel. I don't know how she talks.
That's pretty. That's not how she talks, actually. But
and you will say.
Oh my god, we didn't drink before this.
No, I have a water and a green tea.
Okay.
Jewelry.
I'm going to have to find the name of these guys because the show is absolutely hysterical. It makes me like laugh till I cry.
What
but it's
it?
These two guys. I think I've sent you TikToks because they film like...
So I didn't watch them. So
yeah, you haven't watched it. But they take like pieces of their conversation and they post it on TikToks. And I mean, it literally makes... They are so
fucking
funny.
Were they talking about
funny.
Jewelry?
No, but they'll always like ask each other questions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the answers are just so fucking
hey,
stupid.
You know
some
what
of the
we should do
say.
One day?
What?
Battle of the regions or whatever it would be called. Like North versus South. Like things you say versus things I say. Like we need to Google topics and then you have to explain something and I'll have to do it. We don't know what it is. We go into it blind. And maybe some of them obviously will match up.
I mean, I kind of like that. We did That's that fun. At work too the other day. I was
oh, you did?
With one of my
was
coworkers.
I there? Because I just said that. Because
you work. So obviously you were
I
there.
Will.
I can't. No, but one of the guys that I work with, he's from Raleigh. And we were talking about the different things that people say and like different phrases. And he had like a whole laundry list. I'll have to have
See,
him write
cool.
them down
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, get him to write them down.
Because like I'll one of it. The big ones we were talking about is like if you were waiting... You're waiting blank line. What do you say?
Waiting in line.
Right. Mm-hmm. Up north, we say waiting online.
You are not waiting on the line.
Like you're waiting online.
You say online, really? You're not waiting in line. You're waiting in it. You're in the line. You, of all people, should know this little grammar person.
You're on the line.
You're not. Do you see how ridiculous that sounds?
Do you?
No, because you're waiting in line. You're not waiting online. What are you waiting online for Facebook to open up so you can... That's AOL.
Beep. God, today's kids will never know.
They'll never know. They will never know your heart palpitating while you're waiting to get online and see what that away message is. Your boyfriend? Okay, whatever. What's happening?
Put the passive-aggressive song lyrics on your away message. God, those were the simple days.
For my soul. Whatever it is. Okay, I'm going to start with the jewel, guys. I'm going to stop.
Well, speaking of changes.
Perfect.
So Instagram released a video. I don't know who it was. I guess he runs Instagram.
I don't even
Instagram.
Know how I saw it. Because you didn't tell me about it, which is so weird. How did I see it?
Honestly, the last 2 weeks have been like a blur. So I don't know what side is up. But Instagram is moving... Thank you for that.
I pointed to up since she waits online.
But they're making a bunch of changes. So I guess they're moving away from Instagram being a photo-based platform. Weird. Which, like, listen, when they ripped off stories from Snapchat, I was okay with that.
Same.
I loved stories on Snapchat. Yeah. I also loved the photo feed of Instagram. So to have both in one place,
that was
awesome.
Nice.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. I have TikTok. I don't need videos.
Instagram to be.
Right. Yeah. I don't need Instagram to take like,
but
to
do
make
you not
videos
want a
one
stop shop? Like you don't want it to be where you just get on one app and you have all your stuff. Are you cool with toggling back and forth? Well, you don't really like Instagram as much as you do TikTok. And I'm the opposite.
I like TikTok way more than I like Instagram because I feel like it's just a whole different vibe.
It is. It's different. The creators are different. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely like TikTok more than Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I have tried to get into the reels, and maybe it has to do with all of, I just don't find that the influencers that I follow on Instagram, they're photo people. Yeah. They're filter people. They're
Everybody
edited
has
people.
Their strong not. Suit. But Instagram is forcing you to try to do stuff that you're not good at or not, that's not your thing. They're trying to force you to do it. And some people have done an okay job at it or a good job at it, but then some people haven't. But they're forcing you to do something to grow. That's the annoying part.
Right.
I was just telling Spencer earlier tonight, I was like, we were talking about, we were having like a business meeting and stuff. And about doing reels or TikTok or whatever, because you basically have to. And now with Instagram moving more towards that direction, which I think is so dumb. And I appreciate a really beautiful still feed. Like, I like that. Like, that is very drawing to me too. And it's, and I'm drawn to that. That's very drawing to me. We say that down here when we're like drawn to something. No, we don't. I'm tired.
We're drawing to it.
We're just drawing to it, guys, with a big old fat pencil. But yeah, it's like they're forcing you to do that stuff. But on the flip side, it is kind of nice to have everything in one spot. But I don't like reels, how they make it so choppy and you can't search. And maybe I'm doing it wrong. You can't just search a sound.
No. So if like there is a sound that I want to use.
Would you like save it, right?
Yeah. You have to make a reel with the sound and then save that. And then use that sound to make the reel you actually want to make. Oh, okay. And then delete the other one that had the sound.
Gosh. So now that, why would they do that?
That's what I mean. It's
that's
too
crazy talk.
Convoluted.
They're not good at it.
They're not good at it. You have people like Whitney Reif and Kelsey Light and Bonnie Weirich.
Yeah.
Who their content creation is actually content creation.
Right.
Huh. And it translates between both apps.
Yeah.
I scroll through reels and it's so cringy. Some of the shit that I see these
terrible.
Girls trying to make these reels, and it's like their transitions suck. And like, I get not everybody's going to be great at something.
But did you see the one that Jen Reed shared recently? The girl that is like incredible at transitions. Like she can take her foot and karate drop it and it goes into another one. Who was it? Oh, Jen shared it and said her transitions were like so amazing.
It's so hard. And like, I'm not giving people shit for like trying to do it and not being good at it, because obviously it takes practice and time. You're not just going to be great at something. But like, let's be honest, some people just like shouldn't quit their day job because they're not going to be good at everything. I don't know. I just feel like it's a platform that's made of people who do well with photos.
Right. No, I agree.
I don't like it. Anyway, there's a bunch of other stuff I do like. And I'm not even going to pretend like I actually listened to the whole thing and understood all of it.
Oh, yeah. Me either. But I don't even know how I saw it.
But there's a bunch of other things. I do like that they are making, they're trying, I guess, to push content creators to the forefront, which is why they're doing the video.
Yes, and he was saying that they're trying to keep up with, like, the other apps. Like, he flat out said that. Like, he's trying to keep up with, like, being.
But they don't have to.
Agreed.
In my opinion. I think there are other things that are part of this, like, it's like a four-pronged plan. I think the other three prongs, fine, move ahead with those.
Right. No, I agree.
Moving away from photos, don't do that.
Do you think too, because, you know, Instagram has made like an e-commerce type thing too, where they're trying to like click the picture so you can like shop on it. And then now I get notifications when like a shop has something for sale. Do you get those?
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like they're dabbling in so much, but it's that old saying, like, be good at like this one thing and then let other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what the saying is, but
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. It's like, don't try to spread yourself so thin across don't be greedy. Don't be trying to do everything. Get your hand in every pot. Like,
well,
relax.
And that's just it. They are trying to be a one-stop shop and
they're trying to be a mall when really they're just a standalone store. Like, just be a standalone Instagram store.
I mean, I still long for the days when you needed a college email to get on Facebook.
Really? You want to go back to that?
I mean, not really, because I'm not in college anymore, so then I couldn't be on it. And like, I'm in some really funny Facebook groups.
You know what we could do? We could make a online college, a swiping up university, as we were going to do two years ago. And we'll give everyone email addresses and we'll make it accredited.
How fucking funny would that
be? So cool. Hey, we got to do our merch. Do y'all want to buy a Swiping Up University merch?
Yeah.
One hot damn. We'll have that for you soon.
Popular. Get the like sorority style swipe. Wow, bitch. You just pressing all the buttons.
Sorry, I'm a mess. Did you hear what she said there?
Yeah, I'm a mess.
Yeah, same I am.
Fitting.
Weird.
Anyway,
what is happening?
Oh, we can get like the sorority style sweatshirts. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ooh. And we can have our little peace sign as a like our cap of Pepla eye.
I forgot I had stuff to bring over here for you.
What? Somebody sent us something?
No. There were some of our Swiping Up merch samples.
I'm so annoyed. And you know what else? Why are we talking about this right now?
I don't know. Why not?
Sidebar. Y'all can hear it. I need more of our Patreon stuff so we can send that out.
Okay.
But anyway, wow.
I mean, you guys are just privy to all of our inner workings today. I literally feel like my brain, I could just like...
Yeah.
Throw it against same. The wall.
We just came back today and I'm just a disaster. It's fine.
Drunk, tired.
It's fine. You know? I'm not drunk. Oh, you mean tired of like you're drunk.
Okay, like you're so tired. Right, you're drunk.
Yeah, got it.
Which speaking of, Robbie's going to kill me. So
why?
Robbie, bless his soul. He is a perfect little angel. Never even taken a puff of a cigarette in his whole life. So obviously with Eli's passing, it was very, very difficult for us. He's our soul dog.
Yeah.
Like soulmate dog.
Yeah.
Never going to have another dog like him. And we have been grieving him like a person.
Yes, not like girl, a dog. I've been there.
So it's been very difficult. A little self-medicating, whatever. I was like, let's get some gummies. So.
Oh my God.
So one night he had half of a peach ring gummy.
Okay.
I passed out on the couch.
From the half of it? Y'all crazy.
So I fell asleep on the couch. Okay. I wake up. He's hysterically giggling to himself in the kitchen, shoving food in his face.
He had the munchies.
Yeah. And I was like, are you? I was like, how you feeling? He was like, I'm really fucked up. I was like, God bless. You needed that.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know what made me think of that, but it was really fucking funny. Okay. Let's
get back to bib stuff that people actually care about.
Okay. So IG changes. Jet Set Farmhouse. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about? Jet Set Farmhouse?
No. Have we talked about this before?
I haven't talked about her in a while.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm pulling her up on Instagram just to make sure I have her handle right and I'm not fucking it up. Jet Set Farm House.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Noelle.
Why is she not coming up
for me? JETTS.
Oh my God, duh.
Silly Willy.
There she is. Yes. So Noelle and Daniel Jet.
Okay.
Their home is incredible. It is beautiful. What farmhouse dreams are made of. It's been a labor of love. It's taken them many years. They've pretty much built it themselves.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I mean, this house is absolutely incredible. It has all the bells and whistles you could possibly dream of. They're not super wealthy. Like, they just really documented every last piece of this. And so because they were documenting it, brands wanted to work with them and would gift them pieces to use in the house. And like, it's just
so cool.
It's such a great story. The house is absolutely incredible. I love following them on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I follow them on Instagram also. Okay. Love the TikToks. They are great content creators. So they are selling this dream house.
What?
This was supposed to be like their forever dream house. And she put a TikTok up last week talking about how her husband like wanted to do it again. And she's like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're listing the house and we're going to do it again. And I'm like, I would give anything to buy this house from them.
I mean, yeah, because I'm watching this toilet one and there's a little button on the back of their toilet that does a deep clean and a regular clean. You just push it.
Like, I'm telling you, every bell and whistle you can think of, like they didn't skip a single detail in this house.
And how long have they lived here? Can't be long.
I don't know how long they've actually lived in the house. It's taken them a long time to build it. I don't know, but it's been a while.
Their pantry is freaking gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. That's what I mean. Every last detail
nothing has been unturned.
Thank you.
No leaf left unturned.
They're evading.
No stone left unturned.
Anyways, it's beautiful. The house is absolutely incredible. Go
buy it.
Go buy it.
And invite us over, please.
Ooh, yeah. But follow her on TikTok.
Okay.
You can follow her on Instagram too.
On Instagram.
But if you're on TikTok, that's where I really enjoy following her.
Nice. Yes. Okay. So am I? Oh, God. Did I just delete our show notes?
No.
Okay.
We were going to talk about the end sale.
Oh my gosh. I feel like the past week, it has been in sale, but not the typical in sale. It's all the stuff of people not sharing the in sale.
Right. Instead of having actual in sale items shoved down our throats, it's how every single person is talking about how they're taking a step back. Oh, you didn't take a step back last year when we were in a fucking pandemic and nobody could afford to shop without accruing debt, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the first person that I saw sharing that she was not going to be covering was Whitney Rife.
But here's the thing about Whitney.
What?
Finger.
I mean, I'm going to stop right in
the
tracks.
The thing about Whitney, and I have to give her credit for this. And I think we talked about this last year around this time too. She shares things pre-sale and she shares dupes for them. She'll share what Nordstrom is shelling.
They're shelling this, you guys.
What they're selling. And then she'll share a dupe.
Yes. Yes.
Loved that then. Love it now.
And what I was going to say before I was so non-rudely interrupted, she's great sharing things that she would like actually spend her money on. And she talks about it and she always says she's not going to push a credit card. She's always going to tell people exactly how it is. She is one of the few bibs out there that I feel like, for lack of better words, cannot be bought, so to speak. Like, she kind of just does her own thing. Like, she's still within the bib realm and she still plays by the rules and does a lot of the things that other girls are doing. But she really does like turn things down. She's not going to just like cave into anything. And that's, again, outside looking in some of the conversations we've had with her.
Right. She's also a business owner outside of the business of Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, yeah. I don't know her finances. I can't speak to that.
Right.
I'm sure she makes a very healthy income from
her
influencing.
Other stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah.
From influencing. Yeah, yeah. But she has two brick and mortar businesses outside of the influencer world.
Right.
So I think her there's like that different basket. Element to her as well. Yeah.
For sure. But she was the one that I first saw sharing that the fact that she was not going to be really like doing a ton with the in sale. And then I saw Jen Reed's also, which I really loved the way that she had put it in. I think did I send this to you when she was talking about it? And she was saying that Kyle was going to go to a wedding in Vegas and she was like, oh, I can't go. Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
So she got on stories and she's like, you know,
I have not been watching stories that religiously the last couple weeks.
Well, she was basically just saying she couldn't go to the wedding and she had to cover stuff for like the in-sale and all that. And her and Heather were talking about it. And then she had this moment. She's like, why? Like, why would I not? And again, taking a step back, and it really puts in perspective giving up, because again, we've talked about this in the past. Like, these girls don't have an 8-to-5, right? Like, where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you say I'm not going to cover this because I'm going to live my life? Where do you say you're not going to take the trip because that's a paid one? I'm going to take a beach vacation with my family and enjoy that time. You know, because we've had people, girls that are in the bib world, that have literally said to us, like, whenever they go on a trip that they do a collab with, it's work. It's not fun.
Right.
It looks fun, but it's not fun.
Because it's their job to make it look like it's a blast and they're just hanging out.
Yeah. And you're like, imagine what that would be like to go and have to just take pictures and like entertain your audience without just like, I'm not saying that that's not a great perk. Obviously it is. But sometimes you just want to like relax and literally go on a vacation with your family and not feel like you have to get on. If you don't want to get on, then don't, you know? And
yeah,
they don't get to do that. But it's like, where do you draw the line? And I'm so glad that Jen did that, because she posted this screenshot of like her telling Kyle she's going to be able to go. And he literally was like, you don't know how happy that makes me.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it's just like those little moments of the sacrifices that you're giving up to cover a sale. You know what I mean? It's like
all true. But that being said, if we're being honest, like, That's not the case with everybody. I'm just saying the fact that everybody is saying that they're not sharing the end sale.
No, 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 no.
To be clear, they're all going to weddings.
No.
Okay.
They're jumping on the bandwagon. Absolutely.
They're doing it because there's behind the scenes things. Right. Like, oh, maybe the payouts aren't quite the same as they used to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've heard a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So yes, I agree. And it's like with one person doing it, then another person does it, then another person, and then it just kind of like snowballs. And then it's the opposite effect. It's like, well, the girls that are sharing it, it's like, oh, you're sharing.
Why are you still sharing the in-sale?
It just
goes back to that like transparency thing though. Yeah. Like if you're not going to share the sale because you don't like the way that maybe a business is handling their marketing end of something.
Yeah.
Like, just say that. Don't make it sound like, oh, you know, I don't want to
shove. Well, just be real.
I don't want to shove products down your throat this year. I know everyone is struggling. Again, you didn't have problems doing that last year during a pandemic.
Right.
When people were out of work.
Yeah. And Jen.
I don't know. That's just where I'm at. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, Jen was, we were messaging with her about everything going on and she put it so as did you read her DMs? Mm-mm. Okay. So she had put it very like out there. She's like, you got to know your audience. Like her audience is more, you know, Target, Walmart, Amazon finds. She knows that. Like she's in a great place for that. And then you have other people that they're followers. It's being in tune with who your people are. And
right.
that's why, and she was like, that's why it's great that there's influencers for everyone because some people are high end. Some people do push more of that. And I don't even want to say push, sell or whatever
promote.
You want to say promote. Yeah. But it's knowing your audience. And so for someone like Jen, she probably wouldn't be losing a ton anyway. I mean, people trust her with every ounce in their body. You know, they're going to buy what she's selling. And if she doesn't firmly believe it, and going back to what you said to your point of being transparent, you're going to lose like credit with your people.
Right.
All of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, Amazon's great, but in sale, you know, Nordstrom, it's not even that great. Let's be honest. And I have a card. I am a card holder. Let it be known.
But I think that just goes to show why Jen is in the place that she's in because she's a smart, it speaks to her business acumen.
Yeah. And her character for sure. Like she is so highly loved and it's because of that. She's not just pushing everything, which is great. When we did our questions on stories the other day, we were asking, you know, how many collabs do you turn down a month? And I forget what the threshold was. It was like 15 or below or 15 or more. And pretty much every single bib it was 15 or more. I mean, imagine the crap that we've gotten thrown at us that we're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So imagine them, you know, they're getting stuff probably every day, multiple things a day. It's crazy. Back to Whitney though. So you haven't seen any stories, but she is getting so much freaking hate. She did a question box and someone was asking about Bo's name and it's Boeing.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I think I screenshotted it. Someone messaged her. So she got crap for it when she first did it. And she explained it. She's like, you know, we named him this. Wait,
but crap for what?
His name.
Why? It's a name.
Well, yeah, agreed. But someone messaged her. I screenshotted it. And they said, you actually named your child Boeing. And they put the laughing face, terrible name, poor baby. And so Whitney said, you're pathetic. And the girl was like, at least my kids have normal names. And Whitney said,
oh, what's their name?
Peter and Paul.
Matalin.
Mackenzie with a Y.
Kylie with a, you know,
Z.
A-Y-H-I-J-K, L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah. And so Whitney was like, at least Boeing doesn't have a nasty person like you for his mom.
Fucking love it.
I do too.
Savage.
I love. And then she was like, you are nasty. You called me names. I didn't call you. You probably make fun of Boeing. You probably abuse him too. You probably named him that just to make fun of him. Terribly mother. And she literally put terribly mother.
Terribly mother. Okay.
Idiot.
Bye, moron.
I know. But Whitney got on stories and was like, look, I probably shouldn't have said what no, you were in every right. Okay. To say what you said. And that was actually okay what you said because I probably would have went really freaking far off the deep end. But
why have I mean okay
first of all, who are you to comment on anyone's name?
Well, here's the thing. I'm like who's gonna comment on her name? But then I'm like, okay, Spencer, you are the asshole that has commented on names. I'm sure there's somebody listening to this podcast that has made up a name with all kinds of Y's and E-I-G-H's in their names.
Right.
Sorry. Don't hate me. But not was, sorry, because those names are stupid.
It was the example that you were giving. We got it.
Thanks. But like if somebody uses like a stupid, weird word, like random name, like Apple. The celebrities right out of my head. Like the celebrities. Jewelry.
You can't do it like me. And Jewel.
I was just saying jewelry. I wasn't trying
to. Oh, okay. It's my bad.
God, people, she's so, hey, can I steal that?
No. She's trying to steal stuff off my kid's playroom. Did you eat an edible before you came here? Don't lie.
I swear I didn't.
You just.
I swear I didn't. I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
Or I'll just bring him over here. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Okay.
Picking up what I'm putting down.
Yes, I am. I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
But like some names are just dumb.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't go to Gwyneth Paltrow and be like, hey, you named your kid Apple stupid. And that's fucking stupid.
It should have been Orange.
Duh. I don't know. I agree. That's just, and but Boeing is a real name.
It's a cute, yes. And also who cares? It's not your kid's name, but.
Does she think it's like named after an airplane?
Well, Whitney was saying on stories that a lot of people thought it was originally named after Bojangles because when they.
Stop it.
Well, when she had the baby, remember they had the shirts and said his bow time?
But yes, I remember that.
So people actually thought that. Okay. I know.
I mean, Whitney does love her Bojangles.
So do I, but I mean, I would never think she needed
I did name a cat Bowberry, I mean, but that's aww, cat.
Oh, Biscuit. Yeah, but people are rude. Someone commented on Fisher's name on my picture.
I was remember just that? Talking about that the other day, and I forget who yes. I was talking. Maybe it was Elaine. I was talking about it with somebody that someone commented.
Oh, you're talking about my kid's name?
Yeah, I was talking shit.
What were you saying, Spencer?
Saying he should have been named Hunter.
Well, we couldn't name him Fisher Hunter. Mike tried, trust me. But no, it's so rude. And no, but somebody went yeah, way back to do it. Like, I didn't even see it when she did it. And Mike saw it. I'm like, that is so rude. And it was my granddaddy's name. So you can suck
it. Like, it has meaning. Yeah. No, we were talking about that. And I was telling her how, like, Mike mm-hmm. saw the comment and blah, yeah. blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, that's just really,
it's crazy.
Rude. And Bo is so freaking cute.
So cute. And he fits his name. Isn't it funny how kids oh, yeah. match their names? So it's like, lady, go somewhere.
He's a preppy baby.
I think Boeing he's precious.
Boeing is a preppy. It's a Southern preppy name.
I love it.
I love it. Perfection.
And you know what? Even if it's not after an airplane or even if it is, it doesn't freaking matter. Name your dang kid, whatever you want to name him.
But this
except
is,
for Apple. Just I'm drawing the line at Apple. Drawing the line at fruits. Okay.
Just food names in general. Not right. a fan.
Nana. Banana.
Donut.
Donut. Name your kid that.
But I also, this is a perfect example of when it is appropriate for a bib to clap back.
Exactly.
I think there is definitely a time to take the high road mm-hmm. and then there is
be savage, honey, and you be uh-huh. savage all day long. You
yeah, when
me?
It comes to your mm. kids in any capacity, mm-hmm. even if it's as stupid as a name.
I don't care. I would bye. Do it too. Yeah. See ya.
Okay. So Rach Martino, we mm-hmm. have not talked about her in a while.
Yes.
I was scrolling through my For You page and mm-hmm. a video from her popped up. Okay. And I'm gonna play it for you
yeah.
because it is
crazy.
Like, kind of disgusting.
Oh, okay.
So yesterday I posted a video. Walking down the street, minding my own goddamn business. Hmm. And a man decided to tell me that he loves my camel toe. It is 95 fucking degrees. And what's worse is the comment section of that video filled with men telling me that I deserved it, that I can't take a compliment, they can't talk to women anymore. And just disgusting things, asking me to show it. I won't even get into it, but you can see it on the video. Then I found out that a woman was sexually assaulted about a quarter of a mile from exactly where I was on the same day yesterday. And here's that footage. Trigger warning.
So she plays this footage, uh-huh. this camera footage that was released of this woman. Uh-huh. And it is, I couldn't even believe what I was watching. He literally tackles her.
Jumped on her?
Yes. He tackles what? Her to the sidewalk from behind. And you can see in the video, trigger warning, that he is putting his hands
up
down
her skirt.
Right. He is touching her genitals, like in this video.
So where do they live?
She lives in New York. She lives in New York City.
Okay.
But the fact that, like, and so she learned that it wasn't the same guy. Okay. It was not the same guy that commented on her camel toe.
Right. Which is, like, also newsflash, not a compliment.
Like, hey, nice fat pussy lips.
Oh my God.
Thanks.
But for people to be like, oh, that's a compliment. No, it isn't. Like, fix yourself, girl. We got a camel toe. Like, right. That's not.
Like, nobody's like excited to have a camel toe exposed.
As a matter of fact, that's why we buy the Spanx with the seamless, you know what I mean?
Okay. But even if I do rock a camel toe 24/7, you don't need to say nothing about it.
No, and don't even look at it, okay? Keep your eyeballs above my belly button. And if you're lucky, you might get to see a little. Not really. I have none.
But it is pretty alarming.
That's crazy.
The video and just the sentiment behind it, that she posted this video and people were coming for her and coming at her. And it's meant, I gotta say, comment sections, Instagram is like, there's obviously lots of trolls on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I have to say, if you get trolled on Instagram, you should probably consider yourself lucky, because right. the trolls on like YouTube and TikTok are savage. Out of control. They are disgusting, vile. It is really like a whole nother.
That's terrible. I mean, it level. Really, ugh.
Really. But I just really felt for her. I was like, damn, like to have an experience like that and be so upset. And then you're trying to share that information and then mm-hmm. have people come at you like that. Gross. Just no, gross.
That is disgusting.
Watch the full video. If you have
again, we should post it. Let's put we'll post it when we post the episode.
Yeah, that's a great that's idea. Why
we'll just do it that way.
Great idea.
Let's get into the story that I'm dying for you to tell me about.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
the other part of it.
The other part of it. Okay. So there is a video that popped up on my For You page on TikTok. We'll
have to also post this too.
And her handle on that is GGGG.
Oh.
So four G's.
Is this Instagrams or TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh.
It's G money, four G's, four Y's. And it's this girl who is talking about how she applied for a job at a small boutique. I'm not going to say the boutique's name. And so she applied for this role. It's kind of like an ambassador model type role.
It's basically being an influencer for the brand.
Yes.
Like a spokesperson. Yeah.
An ambassador.
Ambassador. That's the word I'm looking for.
So the brand sends back. So the guy who emails her back actually meant to send the email back to, I think it was his wife, who's the owner of the company. And long and the short of it is he says, are you sure you want to talk to her? She's not cute.
She's not that cute.
She's not that cute. Excuse me. So like she shares this on TikTok. She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like how rude. He went on a Facebook Live today.
Cringe.
I played it for Wendy before we started recording because I was like, you've got to hear this.
Yeah.
They very clearly have never had any kind of media training.
Mm-mm.
He literally recaps what he said. So if you were watching his live, if you stumbled across it and hadn't actually seen the email back to the girl, you wouldn't have had any idea. He totally added himself. So he says, okay, he sends the email back. She's not cute. And then in his live, he is doing these like fake crocodile tears.
Like so fake. And like overly
sniffling.
Yeah, I was gonna say overdoing it.
Yeah, he's like fidgeting. He won't look at the camera. And in my head, I'm
being
watching.
So dramatic.
So dramatic. And it really felt, I'm sure he's embarrassed. And I'm sure he is upset.
Yeah.
He's not upset that he hurt this girl's feelings.
He's upset that she blasted him.
He's upset. Right. He's upset that their business is impacted because correct. The only reason he even found out that he had made this mistake is because the boutique's customer service person contacted him because they were being inundated with bad reviews and people calling in and writing emails upset
right.
with the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure that they have all their eggs in this bad little boutique basket. Their clothes, have you looked? Hideous.
No, I haven't looked.
Really bad. Like, they should not be talking about anybody being cute or not cute when those are the clothes they're selling. But
you look hideous.
It was, you look hideous. It was crazy. I just, oh my gosh. We should share that TikTok too. And then you guys can go down that rabbit hole on your own.
Yeah, no, that's.
I'm not going to say their name on here.
Don't say the name on here.
But.
Don't do it, girl.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it, girl. I'm not going to do it.
I didn't do it.
I still didn't do it.
Yeah, but. Oh my God, it was so bad. And we watched the first 5 minutes of it?
Yes.
And there was like five more minutes. I was like, what the fuck are you, could you possibly have to say here?
Nothing. Stop talking.
So.
Have you ever heard less is more? Something that I've not always been good at. I know. Shocker.
So then he went on his, so they had to make the boutique's Instagram private.
Yes.
And so. Then he posted on his personal Instagram.
Oh, he did.
Yes. Okay. The apology email that he sent back to her.
Okay.
So he says, "Dear Gracie, your email was forwarded to me from our customer service team. First off, I feel terrible about this. It was never my intention to send that email to you. No fucking shit. That is 100% my fault. And I am so sorry for what I said." And yeah. Again, whose fault would it be if not for your own? It was my computer's fault.
Google did it.
Despite this being a modeling position, you are absolutely correct. It is not our company's core values to judge someone based on their appearance. Please understand that we receive hundreds of modeling applications per week. I find that hard to believe. And I often have to make quick decisions based solely off of someone's resume and the few pictures we receive regarding whether or not we should move forward with the interviewing process. Regardless, I made a snap decision based off the information I had. And I understand that now that was a very poor decision. He's really doubling down on the fact that she's not cute and he wasn't interested.
And he's just digging that hole. Get him a bigger shovel. Get him a bulldozer.
I really appreciate that you reached out to us about this and provided me with the opportunity to reflect on my poor decision and lack of professionalism. I cannot express how very sorry I am. I wish you the best of luck in your job search and your future endeavors.
He should have at least offered another position.
Sincere regards.
Uh-huh. Cold regards, Chuck, or whatever your name is. First of all, Woof. He probably should have just extended the ambassador spot to her.
I mean damn, at the very least.
At the bare minimum. Maybe what, just say
what's
I'm
your
really
size? Let us send you one of everything.
Can we please send you a box of goodies? No, thank you. But, you know, I probably won't be that cute. No, your clothes like myself are not that cute.
Oh, my God.
No, that's too much.
But yeah, the caption is, "To whom it may concern. Today we had a job applicant apply for a full-time senior level modeling position."
He's trying to act like.
Like they
hold on,
are
hold on senior level modeling position. He's like getting really wordy and yeah. Sir, I know this because I get really wordy and it is never ever a good thing.
Takes one to know one
buddy.
Anyways, I just can't with that whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like, we're gonna be woof. Posting these we're gonna be posting these though on our stories because we need to post it for the people to see.
We really do. And this poor, you know what?
She's
I don't blame her
ugly.
For the
She's
way
cute.
She is cute.
She's
I don't
cute.
Blame
He's
her for
very...
the way she handled this.
And not to mention, he is wearing high waters and Adidas, which I love Adidas, but like you're wearing that on your lab, buddy. Who are you to be telling anybody that they're not cute?
No. It just felt very
in no position.
Insincere.
It was very insincere. He mm-hmm. got caught. That's why he apologized.
And you could tell like his wife or whoever was like sitting off in the corner too.
She had cue cards up. She's like, Say this. You are.
Rub your fingers together and pretend you're upset.
Tear. Squirt a tear. No, the other cheek. It's coming out the other. Charles, get the tear.
One of the more cute models is behind him pinching him so he can like work up a fake tear. Yeah. Bad.
I can't. They had like little tape markers on the floor so he could look down at it every now and then and just breathe in a little sigh of relief. Okay, get out of here with that. We're going to post it for y'all to enjoy. Mm-hmm.
So funny.
Wow. Just when I thought we wouldn't have an hour episode, here we are with an hour episode.
I mean,
bam, just hit it.
Here we are. Too much. Okay, well, then should we move on to our swipe up?
We should.
Go right on ahead. You go first.
Okay. Don't mind if I do.
Okay.
Ladies first.
That's right. Big birthday.
Oh, my God. Spencer, don't talk about my friend like that. Okay, mine is this super cute little hair towel. and it's by Dock and Bay. And they are, let me pull up the little description really quick. They are quick, dry, super absorbent hair towels. They will help with like frizz control. They will help you with drying your hair faster. Lovely. They're so stinking cute. They have tons of different prints. But anyway, it's like $16. I found it at a little boutique at the beach. I've seen them before and I just like never got it. It almost feels like a suede. And it's got like, let me find the, sorry guys.
So I have a hair towel.
Like this?
Yes.
Oh, from them?
What, from, no, but not from them, but you're, what you're describing is similar to what I have, although mine is like kind of ratchet because I've had it forever. So
dang, I should have got you.
It's
one of
time
these.
For an upgrade, but yeah. Love it. Yeah. It really does make all the difference if I'm going to be letting my hair air dry.
And sometimes if you have a big old heavy bulky towel on your hair, it can snap your hair because it's so heavy and it's pulling back and it hurts. It's not comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's nice to have a little small compact one. It just gets all your little squeegee hairs out. All the water out of it. And like I said, for $16 and it's so cute. I mean, look good, do your makeup and dry your hair fast. Yes. That was really creepy. You can dry your hair. I got to learn that song, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I used to know it. I had her whole CD or album, whatever the cool kids are calling it.
Never a
Jewel. A Jewel fan. You're never a Jewel.
I was never a Jewel fan.
It's a Jewel.
Jewel? Jewelry.
Wow.
Okay.
This is really taking a turn for the worst.
It really is. So my swipe up, so I did a little therapy shopping at my favorite place, Target.
Okay, perfect. Good for you.
Right? Like you can get a lot on a budget. Balling on a budget. So I am a plant person, but I like to have faux plants. I don't have the best lighting in all areas of my home. So sometimes you need a fake plant. Mm-hmm. And I've been debating about getting an olive tree and then decided no.
That produces real olives?
Yes. I mean, it wouldn't in my home because it just wouldn't.
It wouldn't prosper there?
Probably
that'd be
not.
Really selfish to get a tree that wouldn't like do its best.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not setting it up for a good life.
You're exactly right, which is why I instead got this faux olive tree from Target. It is so realistic looking.
Let me see.
It's like 3 feet.
Show me it. Oh, that's real cute.
Every single one is different. So
olive trees are way prettier than you would expect them to be.
They're beautiful.
Like I think about olive oil from Papa.
Uh-huh.
And she was like,
I was waiting to see where this was going. She was beautiful.
No, she was not beautiful, but I liked her. Her little knobby knees, bless her heart. But an olive is not cute. So the trees are very pretty based on that. Just like rosemary.
But yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty plant. Yeah, that is gorgeous.
I'm very particular because I am a real plant person.
I am not.
About the what faux plants that I will buy. I have been very happy with this purchase. And I absolutely love the shape of mine. I love it, love it, love it. Anyways, I'll send you a picture of what I have. They're $50.
Dang.
Which.
That's good for a fake plant. Sometimes they're like $400. I'm like, yeah, that's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, those are the ones that are like the real touch and whatever. And if I was like making a, like a big investment, like a big fake fiddle leaf or something, then maybe I would do it. But otherwise, no, this is like more my speed. And it comes in like a pot with like natural looking moss. It's really.
You could easily pour olives in the bottom of that plant and pick it off.
God, we need to have a martini party and just put that as a centerpiece.
Bring it and we'll be like, oh, let me just pop one of these olives off to put in my dirty martini. Hey, Spence, I need extra dirty martini. So bring your olive tree and I'll have mine too so we can have extras.
Perfect. Love it.
Oh my God. People would never come back to that.
No.
Wow. Okay. Wow, guys.
So, I mean, that's where we're at. Wow. What an episode.
Wow. What a ride. And if you lasted this long, you are our favorite people in the world. Whosever ears this is touching, we love you.
So true. And because we love you so much, you should subscribe to the podcast. I don't know. Go leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars. Thanks.
Tell us you love us. Just please. We haven't had reviews in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Like I'm really big into positive affirmations.
Let's do the five languages of love.
Yeah. What's that? Words of affirmation? Is that the actual?
I'm words of affirmation too. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So Sensor, you're so great. You've done a really good job today.
I love good you job. So much.
Thank you so much.
Your outside is as beautiful as your inside.
Thanks. Did I do a good job on the show today?
You are so talented and funny. I just can't get enough. So subscribe, leave us some words of affirmation. We love you so much. If you want to support the show and get bonus episodes, you can head on over to patreon.com/swipingup and subscribe at the Miller's tier. It's always a good time there. You get access to the Facebook group, yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. You can follow us at Swiping Up. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Jewel. You can call me Wendy, Wendy being basic.
And don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic. Bye, guys.
Who will say?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.